Concrete Rose, Chapter 2. The free clinic real busy for a Friday afternoon. Everybody in the garden would rather come here than go to county, because folks who go to county rarely go home. Some man on crutches talked loud as hell on the payphone, like he want all of us to hear that he need a ride. Somehow he ain't woke up the lady in the wheelchair beside us. A girl around my age chases after this snot-nosed kid and call after him in Spanish. Why would you think that could be me in a couple of years? This whole situation kind of complicated. King got this homegirl, Aisha. She's not his girlfriend, nah. They mess around a lot, if you know what I mean. Aisha known to mess around with a lot of dudes, though. No disrespect, but it's fact. Around a year ago, Lisa broke up with me after Carlos claimed he saw me talking to another girl. A bold-faced lie, but Lisa believed that fool for whatever reason. I went to King's crib, stressed about it. He asked Aisha to get my mind off things. I wasn't sure at first because it seemed wrong, like I was cheating almost. Once me and Aisha got into it, I forgot right and wrong. At some point, the condom broke. Now I'm at the free clinic waiting for DNA test results on Aisha's 3-month-old baby. Ma's leg won't stay still, like she wanna run out this waiting room. She glanced at her watch. They should have been here by now. Maverick, have you talked to Aisha lately? Not since the other week. Lord, we're going to have our hands full with this girl. Ma always talks to God. Usually it's, Lord, keep me from hurting this boy. Guess it's nice she's talking to him about somebody else for once. She claimed I got her aging early from stress. She keep her hair in finger waves and got a couple of greys she shouldn't have at 38. That ain't my fault. It's from them long hours she work. Ma check people into a hotel during the day and clean offices at night. I always tell her, I'm going to take care of you. She smiles and says, take care of yourself, Maverick. For weeks it's been, take care of your son. She convinced I'm his daddy. I'm not. Don't know why we're doing this, I mumble. He ain't mine. Why? Because you're only with that girl one time? Ma asks. That's all it takes, Maverick. She swear he King's baby. They even named him after King. Yeah? And who does he look like? Ma says. All right, she got me there. When King Junior was first born, he didn't look like anybody. All newborns resemble aliens to me. After a couple of weeks, he got eyes, nose and lips similar to mine. King was nowhere to be found. Baby boy don't resemble Aisha either. That's why King stopped dealing with Aisha altogether. She wanted to prove to him that I ain't the father and asked me to take a DNA test. So here we are. Unless I got the worst look in the world, ain't no way that baby mine. My beeper go off on my waist and Mr. Wyatt's number appear. That's our next door neighbour. I cut his front yard every week. He'd probably want me to do it today. I'll have to hit him up later. Ma watched me with a smile. You think it's something because you got a pager, huh? I laugh. I bought this joint 2 months ago. Got it in that blue ash you can see through. Flyer than a mug. Nah, Ma, never. How's business going? She asks. How many yards are you doing now? Ma think I make money by cutting grass around the neighbourhood. I do, but I make even more by selling drugs. The whole yard cutting thing helps to keep her in the dark. When she see me rocking new kicks or clothes, I act like I got them for cheap at the swap meet instead of the mall. I hate that I can lie to her so good. It's fine, I say. I'm at around 10 yards right now, trying to get as many as I can before it gets cold. Don't worry, you'll find something else to do. Lord knows babies aren't cheap. You'll figure out how to make it work. I won't have to. That baby ain't mine. The clinic door open and Ms. Robinson come in. She held the door open for somebody else. Bring you fast behind him here. Aisha walk in, rolling her eyes. She got a baby bag on her shoulder and hold a car seat in her hand. Little man asleep inside it. His fists rest against his head and his eyebrows all wrinkled like he thinking something deep in his dreams. Hey, Faye, Ms. Robinson says to Ma. Sorry we're late. Ma goes, mm-hmm. It ain't approval or judgment. Then she look at me like she expect me to do something. I stare back all confused. Boy, give Aisha your seat, Ma says. Oh, my bad. I help up. Ma stay on me about being a gentleman. Aisha take my chair and set the car seat at her feet. Ma suddenly starstruck. Oh, look at that little man, she says in a voice she only used on babies. He knocked out, huh? Finally, said Aisha. Kept me up all night. Ain't like you had nowhere to go, Ms. Robinson snips. Miss I skip summer school to chase some boy. Oh, my God, Aisha groans. He'll sleep through the night soon, Ma says. Maverick didn't sleep through the night until he was 5 months old. It was like he needed to know what was going on all the time. He the exact same way, Ms. Robinson says, eyeing me. She can look at me all she wants. That don't make him mine. Little man whine in the car seat. Aisha sighs. What now? He probably wants his pacifier baby, Ma says. Aisha put it in his mouth and he's suddenly good. I study Aisha real hard. She got bags under her eyes she didn't have before. Anybody helping you with him? Help? Her mama says like I cussed. Who's supposed to help her? Me? Come on now, Yolanda, says Ma. This is a lot for anyone to handle, let alone a 17-year-old. She want to act grown, she can deal with this like she grown. By herself. Aisha blinked real fast. I'm feeling real bad for her all of a sudden. If he is mine, you won't be doing this alone no more, all right? I'll come over and help as much as I can. 5 seconds ago, she looked ready to cry. Now she smirk at me. Oh, word. Your girlfriend gonna be cool with that? I don't know how Lisa gonna react. I figured if the baby wasn't mine, she didn't need to know about any of this. If he is mine. Don't worry about her, I tell Aisha. Oh, I ain't worried. You should be. Her stuck-up ass can drop you quick. Aye, don't talk about her like that. Whatever. All them girls at Garden High who drool over you and you go for the bougie Catholic schoolgirl, it's all good. My baby ain't yours. As soon as these results come back, I'm taking him to his real daddy and we're going to be a family. Watch. Aisha Robinson, the nurse calls. We all look that way. This is it. Come on, Ms. Robinson tells Aisha. Aisha get up, sighing out of her nose. This is so stupid. What's stupid is that two boys could be the daddy, her mama calls after her. That's what's stupid. Well, damn. Do me and Ma get into it? Hell yeah, all the time, but not in public like this. Aisha come back and she shoved the envelope into her mum's hands. Bet I'm right. Bet. Ms. Robinson take the babies out and read over them. By that smug look she got, I know what they say. Congratulations, Maverick, she says, staring at her daughter. You're a father. Shit. Jesus. Ma hold her forehead, saying he mine and knowing it two different things. Aisha snapped the papers. She looked them over and her face fall. Shit. Damn, why are you mad? This should be King's baby. I don't want to deal with your ass. I don't want to deal with your ass either. Maverick, Ma snaps. My son cry in the car seat. Ma cut me a hard glare and pick him up. What's wrong, man, huh? She don't have to know you long to give you a nickname. Ma sniff his butt and her nose wrinkle. Oh, I know what's wrong. Where are his diapers? In the baby bag, Aisha mumbles. Grab the bag, Maverick, Ma says. We'll handle this. Suddenly, I got a son and he got a dirty diaper. I don't know how to change a diaper. Then it's time for you to learn. Come on. Ma go into the women's restroom and act like I should follow her in there. Hell no. She come back to the door. Boy, come on. I can't go in there. Nobody's in here. Until they put changing tables in the men's room, come on. Damn, this ain't cool. I follow her in. Little man cries head off. I get why. That diaper stank. Ma hand him to me so she can search his bag. And I hold him away from me. I ain't trying to get diaper do on me. They sure got a load of clothes in here, Ma says. Let's see if she's got some changing pads. If she doesn't, never mind, she does. Ma put one on the table. All right, lay him down. What if you fall off? He won't. There you go, she says as I lay him down. Now unbutton his. I miss the rest for staring at him. Before when I'd look at him, I was in awe that something so little existed. Now I look at him and he mine, no question. Worst part, I'm his. I'm scared. I messed up. I only been 17 for a month and now I got to take care of another person. He need me. He depending on me. He gonna call me daddy. Maverick? Ma touched my shoulder. You've got this, she says. I got you. She don't just mean the diaper. All right. I changed my first diaper with her help. This nurse come in and see her struggling. It's been a while since Ma did this. And give us some tips. Little man still fuss even though he clean. Ma hold him against her shoulder and rub his back. It's okay, man, she cues. It's all right. He soon calmed down. Guess that's all he needed to know. I grab his bag and we go to the waiting room. My son's car seat on the floor with the DNA papers lying inside it. Miss Robinson is gone. So is Aisha.